Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN News. Authorities are investigating the death of a Marion County inmate. The TBI has launched an investigation into the death of 46-year-old Clifford Ray Rector Jr. Rector died while in custody at the Marion County Jail. Authorities say he'd been there since February 2nd on a charge of criminal trespass filed by the Kimball Police Department. The investigation was requested by Courtney Lynch, who serves as District Attorney General for Tennessee's 12th Judicial District. Officials say the cause of death has not yet been determined, and the investigation remains ongoing. Here in Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp has signed the state's amended fiscal year 2026 budget. Kemp approved House Bill 973, which returns about $2 billion in tax relief to Georgia taxpayers, while also increasing funding for several major state priorities. The plan includes income and property tax relief, totaling more than $2 billion, as mentioned. Tax rebates are expected to provide about $250 for single filers and up to $500 for married couples filing jointly. The budget also continues reductions in the state income tax rate to 4.99%. Governor Kemp says the tax relief is possible because of Georgia's conservative budgeting and strong state revenues. State leaders say the amended budget also includes investments in education, public safety, mental health services, transportation, and rural development across the Peach State. In Walker County, a Chattanooga man is facing murder charges in connection with the death of a Walker County resident. According to the sheriff's office, deputies discovered 38-year-old Robin Sutton dead inside a Rossville home on Sunday after responding to a welfare check on Gilbert Street. Authorities say Sutton died from a gunshot wound. Detectives with the sheriff's office, along with agents from the GBI, have launched an investigation, and following that, 28-year-old Jermaine Matthew Jackson of Chattanooga was taken into custody. Detectives went to Jackson's home on South Howell Avenue there and took him to the Eastridge Police Department for questioning. Authorities obtained a warrant on Tuesday charging Jackson with Sutton's murder. Walker County Sheriff Steve Wilson says Jackson is being held at the Hamilton County Jail and will be extradited to Walker County to face the charges. Investigators say the motive remains unknown. In DeKalb County, a woman who pled guilty in connection with a fatal incident at the Little River Canyon National Preserve is now asking a judge to withdraw her plea. Loretta Carr appeared in DeKalb County Court yesterday, claiming her guilty plea in the death of Mary Elizabeth Isbell was not made freely. Carr and her daughter, Jessie Kelly, are accused of pushing Isbell off a cliff at the canyon about 5 years ago. At the time, Isbell was 37 and reported missing, her body not discovered until 2 years later. Investigators say the killing was motivated by jealousy involving a boyfriend. Carr's attorneys told the judge that they need more time to review the transcript from her original guilty plea. The judge granted the request, and Carr is scheduled to return to court April 30th. Kelly pleaded guilty to a lesser charge and agreed to testify against her mother. She was sentenced to 40 years in prison, with the judge expected to finalize that agreement in May. In sports, don't forget the North Sand Mountain Lady Bison play for a state championship Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll have the play-by-play right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. You can stay up to date anytime around the clock at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, NASCAR, and high school sports. 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.